犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
And then in 6:23 it says, "For the wage of sin is death."
六章二十三节说，罪的工价乃是死。
So now we know, our destiny.
所以我们知道我们最终的结局是怎样。
We can all trace, we can trace this all the way back to the very first couple of on this earth, that's Adam and Eve.
这个我们可以一直追溯到世界上这个人地球上的第一对的夫妇，就是亚当和夏娃。
On the day that they ate the fruits that God didn't let them to eat, and they sinned against God.
他们吃了神不让他们吃的果子，他们就得罪了神，就。
And as a result, they died. Firstly, spiritually died, and later on, a physical body also died.
所以他们的结局就是死。刚开始的死是灵性上的死，最后的死就是他们肉体也死了。
Yeah, even Adam lived over 900 years and he died.
即使亚当活了900多年，他还是最后还是死了。
Romans 5:12 says it well. It says, "Therefore, just as through one man sin entered into the world, and death through sin, and so death spread to all mankind because all sin."
罗马书五章十二节是这样说的，这就如罪是从一人入了世界，死又是从罪而来的，于是死就临到众人，因为众人都犯了罪。
Yeah, since Adam and Eve, everyone who born from them is bounded by the law of sin and death.
所以，因为我们每个人都是亚当夏娃的子孙，所以我们就受这个罪和死的律法。
Yeah, no matter he's a king or he's a slave, no matter he's rich or poor.
不论这个人是一个国王还是他的是奴隶，还是穷人还是富人，他都受这个罪和死的律的束缚。
Praise the Lord, there's a law of spirit of life in Christ Jesus.
感谢主，因为在基督里有生命的律。
That's the gospel.
那就是福音。
Jesus is the Son of God, but he took the form of man, came to this world.
耶稣是神的儿子，他以人的形象到了这个世界上。
He took our sins and died on the cross for us.
他担当了我们的罪，死在十字架上。
So if we believe in him, our sins are forgiven.
如果我们信靠他，我们的罪就得赦免。
And also we will receive Holy Spirit living in our heart.
然后我们也能够得到圣灵住在我们心里。
We will have a new life that's the life of Christ.
我们就有了一个耶稣基督的新生命。
And that life won't sin and won't die. It's an eternal life.
那个生命是不会犯罪也不会死的，是永久的生命。
Yeah, this is all by God's grace.
这个都是神的恩典。
Yeah, he sent Jesus to substitute us, so we don't need to die.And he died for us.
他派基督到世上来代替我们死，我们就就不会不就不会死啊，就不会犯罪而死。
And also Jesus resurrected, so he defeated death.
耶稣他从他复活了，他战胜了罪恶，是战胜了死亡。
So then the chain of sin and death was that bounded human.The mankind for thousands of years was broken.
所以那个罪和死亡的链锁已经束缚了人类几千年的链锁被打破了。
So now we are set free. Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
所以我们现在就得了释放。Hallelujah, 赞美主。
But now we set free, what do we do? Does it mean we can do anything we want?
那现在我们不再定罪了，那我们怎么做呢？是不是我们就可以做想做什么就做什么呢
？Technically, yes, but we shouldn't.
从技术上来说，这个是可以的，但是我们不应该这样。
In 1 John, chapter 3, verse 5 to 6, it says, "You know that he appeared in order to take away sins, and in him there's no sin."No one who abides in him sins. No one who sins has seen him or know him.
在约翰一书三章五到六节是这样讲的，你们知道主曾显现是要除掉人的罪，但他并没有罪，凡住在他里面的就不犯罪，凡犯罪的是未曾看见他，也未曾认识他。
In verse 9, continue says, no one who is born of God practices sin, but because his seed abides in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God.
所以三章九节是这样说，凡从神生的就不犯罪，因神的道存在他心里，他也不能犯罪，因为他是由神生的。
So we can see here, God's will is to remove sin from people.
所以我们看见神的旨意啊，就是要除去人的罪。
Sin is a very serious matter, in God's eyes.
在神的眼中，罪是一件非常严肃的事情。
And because of sin, man are separated from God.
因为罪的缘故，人和神就分隔离了。
And God sent Jesus to the earth in order to take away sins.
神派耶稣来是要除去人的罪。
And to forgive people and also change our life so we will not sin again.
他赦免人，然后他要改变人，然后我们就不再犯罪。
So it's the will of God and also desire of God that people don't sin anymore.
因为是神的缘故，神的旨意和愿望，所以我们就不能再犯罪了。
But God didn't just force us to do it.
但神并不在那里强迫我们做任何事情。
So he didn't create Adam and Eve as a robot to in the beginning.
他开始的时候并没有把亚当夏娃造成一个机器人。
And then the same way, when we believe Jesus, he didn't take us out of the world.And so we don't sin, we will not be able to sin anymore.
所以当我们信了耶稣以后，我们神也没有马上把我们带离开这个世界，我们就马上就不再犯罪了。
Or he totally changed our heart and our body, and we just like Jesus, and we will not sin again.
也不是刚开始的时候，我们就完全就改变了我们的心，我们的身体，我们就像耶稣一样，完全不犯罪。
No, God didn't do that.
神没有这样做。
He said he gave us free will, he let us choose.
神给了我们一个自由意志，让我们自己选择。
He want us to voluntarily, willingly, to practice righteousness.
他让我们自己心甘情愿的来实行公义。
In Matthew 20, chapter 22, 33 through 39,Jesus here tells us his commandment.
在马太福音二十二章，三十七到三十九节，神告诉我们他的命令。
Yeah, Jesus said,
You
shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind.
耶稣说，对他说，你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神。
This is the great and foremost commandment.
这是诫命中的第一，且是最大的。
The second is like, you shall love your neighbor as yourself.
你们也相仿，就是要爱人如己。
So Jesus commanded us to love God and love people.
耶稣命令我们要爱神，也要彼此相爱。
The power of love is huge.
爱的力量是巨大的。
So we all know, like, if you love a person,You would do things for this person that you wouldn't do for other people.
如果你爱一个人，你就是会去做任何别人想不能做的事情。
And you wouldn't do for other people that if you don't love them, you know.
是啊，如果你如果你不爱这个人的话，你就不会为他去做你会为别人做的事。
And you would try to know this person.And you love, and you find out what he likes and what he doesn't like.
你会了解这个爱的人，了解他喜欢什么。
Especially, you find out what he wants you to do.
特别是去发现他想要你做的是什么。
So now, let's ask ourselves: Do we love God?
我们自己问问自己：我们爱神吗？
Do we try to know God, try to know what he likes, what he doesn't like?
我们是不是尝试去认识神，然后去知道神想要什么，还是不喜欢想，他喜欢什么，还是不喜欢什么？
Do we know what his heart is for?
我们知道神的心意是什么吗？
So you will say, yes, I love God. I'm willing to do anything God asks me to do.
你可能心想，哎，我是爱神的，我愿意做神让我做的任何事情。
But if you don't know God, how can you do things God wants you to do?
如果你不认识神的话，你怎么知道神要你做什么事呢？
So God doesn't tell everyone in their dreams that, oh, I want you to do this. That only happened in the Old Testament for like maybe Joseph, right? I think as he's a person of dreams.
所以神并不是会在梦里头告诉你神希望你做什么。在旧约中是有了，比如说约瑟，他神在梦里告诉他，但现在不是很多。
Yeah, we need to pray and read the Bible.
我们要在这里祷告，然后要读圣经。
The Bible is the word of God, and if we read the Bible, we will know about Him.
圣经是神的话，如果我们读圣经的话，我们知道神要什么。
We can find out what He likes, what He doesn't like.
我们能够发现神想要什么，神不喜欢什么，不喜欢什么。
And what his will is.
神的旨意是什么？
Now we know that God wants us to be holy, to be righteous, and not sin.
我们知道神让我们圣洁，让我们公义，让我们不犯罪。
So if we want to please God, what should we do?
我们要讨神的喜悦，我们该做什么呢？
So we shouldn't continue to sin, not because God commanded us, but it's because we love God.
我们不再犯罪，因为不单是神命令我们，也是我们要爱神。
Yeah, because out of love, we want to please God, so we will not sin again.
因为是爱的缘故，所以你就不再犯罪。
In Deuteronomy, there's a story probably everyone knows. In 15:12.I didn't read, put all the verses here. I just picked the 12 and the 16 and 17.
所以在生命记十五章的十二节，到十七节有很多章节，但我是选了几节出来。
Yeah, 12 it says, if your kinsman, a Hebrew man or woman, is sold to you, then he shall serve you 6 years, but in the seventh year you shall set him free.
你弟兄中若有一个希伯来男人或者希伯来女人被卖给你，服侍你六年，到第七年就要任他自由出去。
16 and 17. It shall come about if he says to you, "I will not go out from you, because he loves you and your household, since he fares well with you."
16-17节，他若对你说，我不愿意离开你，是因为你爱你。和你的家，且因在你那里很好。
Then you shall take an awl and pierce it through his ear into the door, and he shall be your servant forever. Also, you shall do likewise to your maidservant.
好，你就要拿锥子将他的耳朵在门上刺透，他便永为你的奴仆了。你待婢女也是这样。
So now, by God's grace, our sins are forgiven. We are set free.
现在靠着神的恩典，我们的罪赦免了，我们就脱离了，我们就得了自由。
Yeah, we are set free from sin and the law, sin and death, and set free from Satan.
我们就不得自由，不再受罪和死亡的束缚。
So should we use our free will to choose to leave God and to do whatever we want to do?
我们是不是要自由用自己的力自由意志离开神，然后做自己想做的事呢？
To pursue the world to please ourselves.
然后去追求这个世界，然后自己取悦自己呢？
No, we shouldn't do that.
不是，我们不应该这样做。
We should, out of our love to God, we should willingly also pierce a hole in our ear so we can stay in God's household to serve Him.
所以我们应该做的就是出于对神的爱，我们在自己的耳朵上扎个洞，然后就留在神的家里。
Last week in our deacons meeting, Brother Peng shared this, you know, those verses to us.
上一周的执事会中，彭弟兄用这段经文来鼓励我们。
Yeah, he encouraged everyone to love the Lord.
他在这里鼓励我们每一个人都爱神。
Today I use the same story to encourage everyone here. We can commit to stay in God's house and to love Him, to serve Him.
所以我今天也用这段经文来鼓励弟兄姐妹们，能够让我们奉献自己，能够爱神。
So now we should not commit sin, continue to sin, but can we stop sinning?
我们知道我们不应该犯罪了，但是我们能够自己停止犯罪吗？
So after the binding of sin and death was broken, we can stop sinning.
因为罪和死的这个捆锁被打破之后，我们就不再犯罪了。
It's not because we can, our ability is by the power of Holy Spirit.
这个不是我们自己的能力，是圣灵的能力。
So in the past, there are times maybe in the when we were sinned, and then our conscience tell us, no, no, this is wrong. We shouldn't do that, but we cannot stop ourselves.
过去的话，因为凭着良心，我们如果犯了罪的话，我们就自己告诉我们，我们不能这样做了，但是我们没有办法。But
if we rely on ourselves, we don't have the power, so we cannot stop sin.
如果靠我们自己的力量的话，我们力量也不强，就不能停止这个犯罪。But
thanks to the Lord that He sent the Holy Spirit to us.
那是感谢神，他把圣灵赐给我们。And
the Holy Spirit will remind us and help us to overcome the temptation of sins.
圣灵能够提醒我们，能够帮助我们，能够拒绝这个诱惑。But
sometimes we have been bonded by sin for so long, we have got used to it.
有时候我们受这个困锁已经很久了，我们就习惯于这样子。We
don't even realize the chain is gone.
我们甚至不明白这个捆锁是在那里。Now
we have the ability to not sin anymore.
现在我们有能力不再犯罪了。
Someone would just say, "Oh, it's so hard, you know, because we are all human."
有时候我们说，哎呀，太难了，因为我们是人嘛。So
this is the lesson of faith.
这就是你信仰的一个功课。Yeah,
yes, we cannot by our own power, but we can with the power from Holy Spirit.
我们不能靠自己的力量，我们要靠圣灵赐给的力量。It
won't be easy and smooth because our old self is still very strong.
不太容易，因为我们的老我挺强大的。And
it is the path of a cross.
这个是十字架的功课。So
don't give up easily.
不要轻易的就放弃。So
in the past, we used to live in sin very comfortably.
过去我们很舒服地生活在罪里头。After
we saved, Holy Spirit will work on us and open our eyes.
当我们得救以后，圣灵会在我们身上做工，打开我们的眼睛。It
will reveal the truth to us, so we can tell, we can know what is right and what is wrong.
他把真理告诉我，显现给我们，我们知道什么是对的，什么是错的。More
amazingly, Holy Spirit will change our life. So we will not like to sin again.
因为圣灵会改变我们的生活，让我们不再犯罪。And
we will not like sinning again.
我们也不再爱犯罪。And
we will not enjoy the pleasure of sin.
我们不再享受那犯罪得来的快乐。Use
myself as an example.
我自己有个例子。So
before I came to the American. I used to smoke cigarettes.
我来美国之前以前是抽烟的。
I smoked cigarettes in China for 10 years.
我在中国抽了十年。
Yeah, I started early. Yeah. It's really hard to not smoke cigarettes in China, because you know everywhere you go, you know people smoke.
Yeah, so in China, 不抽烟的话倒是比较难，因为不管你去哪里，人都在抽烟。
But after I came to the States, I realized it's getting difficult to smoke cigarettes.
我在这里之后，我发现抽烟是比较难的。
Because the many places they, you know, smoking is prohibited.
对，很多地方是禁烟的。
And also, a cigarette is very expensive here.
烟也是很贵。
So yeah, when I just came here as a student, I feel, you know, I cannot afford it.
Yeah, 我以前是个学生，我太贵了，买不起。
So I smoke less a cigarette, but still, I'm still smoking.
那时候我抽烟是少了，但是还是抽一点。
Yeah, especially when I get tired or, you know, or sad or under pressure, then I will, you know, smoke.
我那时候很累啊，或者心情不好，我就抽。
Yeah, after I accept Jesus as my Savior, I learned that addiction is a sin.
我信主得救以后，我知道这个上瘾是一个罪。
And smoking cigarette is one of them.
抽烟也是其中的一个。
So then, every time I want to smoke, I was reminded of this.
每一次我想抽烟的时候，我自己就提醒自己。
And then I will stop smoking.
我就说我自己要停，不再抽烟。
So after a while, one day I suddenly realized I haven't smoked for a long time.
有一天我突然意识到我已经很久没抽烟了。
So I guess that's the temptation from Satan. So that day I feel like, yeah, maybe I'll try one.
有可能是得了魔鬼的诱惑，那天说我就说我来抽一次，抽一次吧。
So, but when I took the first breath of smoke into my mouth,instead of I feel, you know, the tasty feeling, so I feel it's very bitter.
是啊，就当他那一口抽下去的话，以前我是觉得挺舒服的，现在是觉得很苦。
So I had to, you know, puff it out and quickly and to snuff out the cigarette.
所以我就很快就把它烟吐了，然后把烟就掐灭了。
So, you know, this never happened to me before.
这个以前我从来没在我身上发生过。
So I, right away I know that it's a work of God and Holy Spirit has changed me, changed my taste.
所以我知道就是这是神的工作，圣灵把我的味觉也改变了。
So he changed my taste so that I wouldn't enjoy smoking anymore.
所以他改变了我的味觉，所以我就不再享受这个抽烟。
So since then I haven't tried again.
然后那时候以后我就没有再抽烟过。
So yeah, this was my experience. So it may not happen to you.
这个是我的经验，未必在你身上发生。
But I just want to use this example to show you that how powerful Holy Spirit is.
我只想用这个例子告诉大家，这个圣灵的力量有多大。
He's not just help us to resist sinning; He can change our life.
他不但让我们能够抵挡这个罪恶，而且他会改变我们。
So we don't like to sin anymore. So that would be easier, right? So instead of we fight not to sin, our change, we don't want to sin anymore.
所以神改变了我们，让我们不想再犯罪了。还这个要比我们自己和犯罪做斗争要容易得多。
So we have to trust Holy Spirit, and we submit to His lead.
所以我们要信靠圣灵，受圣灵的带领。
And He will change us.
那神他会带领我们。
He will change our life.
改变我们的生命。
Yeah. So, you know, recently, I chatted with some youth, and they asked me some interesting questions.
我最近和一些年轻人聊天，他问了一些问题。
So they asked me that. So after I believed in Jesus, then I was saved.
我得救，信耶稣得救了。
And what about, you know, after I was saved, and then I sinned again?
如果我得救了以后又犯罪了，又犯罪怎么办呢？
So does it mean I don't believe anymore?
是不是我就不再信耶稣了？
Or am I still saved?
我还得救了吗？
What should I do?
我该怎么办？
So I recall I have kind of a similar questions when I first saved as well.
我以前第一次刚开始信耶稣的时候，也是有过类似的经验。
So we have, you know, talk about that after we save, we shouldn't continue to sin, and we can do that with the help of Holy Spirit.
我们以前刚才说，我们得救以后就不再犯罪了，我们在圣灵帮助下就能做到。
But the reality is, we will sin again even after we are saved.
但事实上是我们犯罪了，我们得救了以后，我们还会再次犯罪。
That's because the new life we receive from Jesus is still little.
因为我们从耶稣那里得到的新生命还少。
And our old self, the old life, is still strong.
我们的旧我还很强。
We still live in this world in a flesh body.
我们在这个世界上活着，我们还在肉身活着。
So it's inevitable to sin again.
是这样的话，犯罪是不可避免的。
So actually, after I remember after I was saved, I found out I have more sins than before.
我记得我得救以后，我发现我自己觉得我的罪比以前更多了。
Because there are many things I used to do, I didn't know that's a sin. After I was saved, I know all of those are sin, so I shouldn't do it.
在以前的话，我做很多事情，我并没有意识到那些事情是罪。但是我得救以后，我就意识到那些是罪了。
Actually, this caused some doubt of my faith and salvation. I have the same question as the youth, like, am I saved? What should I do?
我也怀疑过我的信仰和我的救恩，因为我也是和年轻人有一样的疑问，我是觉得我是不是得救了。
But praise the Lord, and if you recall in the Romans 8:1, she said, "There's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus."
所以感谢主，大家看罗马书一章，如今在耶稣基督里
8:1, yeah.
八章一节，如今在耶稣基督里就不定罪。
Yeah, so if we are saved, if we are in Christ Jesus, so there's no condemnation, even if we commit sin again.
所以在耶稣基督里就没有定罪了，即使我们再犯罪。
So as long as we confess our sins, we are forgiven.
如果我们是承认我们的罪，我们的罪会被赦免。
And in 1 John, chapter 1, verse 9-10, it says, if we confess our sins,He's faithful and righteous, to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
约翰一书一章九节，我们若认自己的罪，他是信实的，是公义的，必赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
And verse 10 says, if we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us.
我们若说自己没有犯过罪，便是以神为说谎的。他的道也不在我们心里了。
Yeah, God's faithfulness is our assurance.
神的信实是我们的依靠。
Yeah, so you it might be easier as an individual, so we can deal with this matter.
对于我们个人来说，处理这些事情比较容易一些。
But in our church life, things could become more complicated.
在我们教会中，就问题就比较复杂。
So let's look at a story from the Bible and see what we can learn from it.
我们看看圣经里面的一个故事，我们能从中学到什么。
So the story is recorded in John chapter 8.
是约翰福音八章一节。
Yeah, from 1-11. So we can read rotate in English and Chinese. It says, but Jesus went to the Mount of Olives.
于是个人都回家去了，耶稣却往橄榄山去。
We can read rotate. Can you read verse 2? Yeah.
我读第二节是吧？
Yeah.
清晨又回到殿里，众百姓都到他那里去，他就坐下教训他们。
Okay, verse 3. The scribes and the Pharisees brought a woman caught in adultery, and having set her in the center of the court.
就对耶稣说：“夫子，这妇人是正行淫之时被拿的。”
Verse 5. Now in the law, Moses commanded us to stone such women. What then, do you say?
好，第六节，他们说这话乃试探耶稣，是要找告他的把柄。耶稣却弯着腰，用纸头在地上写字。
But when they persisted in asking him, he straightened up and said to them, "He who is without sin among you, let him be the first to throw a stone at her."
于是又弯着腰指头在地上写字。
Verse 9. When they heard it, they began to go out one by one, beginning with the older ones, and he was left alone, and the woman, where she was in the center of the court.
第十节，耶稣就直起腰来对他说，妇人，那些人在哪里呢？没有人定你的罪吗？
She said, No one, Lord. And Jesus said, I do not condemn you either. Go, from now on, sin no more. So this is a very famous story, and I believe many of you have heard it.
这个是个很著名的故事，大家都听过了。
It has a lot of teachings in it.
在这个里面有很多的教导。
Yeah, we will not go into all the details.
我们也不进去解释所有的细节。
But let's focus on the last two verses.
我们看一下最后两节。
The last two verses, it contains a conversation between Jesus and the adulterous woman.
他这里有一段对话的记录，就是耶稣和这个这个妇人的对话。
And Jesus asks, "Did no one condemn you?"
耶稣说，没有人定你的罪吗？
And the woman answered, "No one, Lord."
妇人说没有。
This woman knew that he committed sins and was caught.
这个妇人知道她犯了罪，然后被抓了。
And she didn't leave after the scribes and the Pharisees left.
她在那些法利赛人走了以后，她还没有走。
And she called Jesus Lord.
她在这里呼求主，叫他为主。
So she's waiting for Jesus to judge her.
他在那里等待这个耶稣来定他的罪。
So she's probably very scared and ashamed.
他在那里很害怕，也很羞愧。
Just like when we sin.
当我们再次犯罪的时候也是这样。
And Jesus said, I do not condemn you either. Go from now on, sin no more.
耶稣说，我也不定你的罪，去吧，从此不要再犯罪了。
So this is also the answer Jesus gave to us after we sinned and came before him.
所以这也是耶稣给我们的一个回答。如果我们犯罪的话，耶稣也是这样回答我们。
So Jesus was full of mercy and justice.
耶稣是这样，充满了仁慈，充满了恩典。
Yeah, Jesus said he won't come to this world to condemn us, to judge us, but to save us. That's recording another part.
不是来定你们的罪，是来救你们的。
Yeah, so that's recording another place in the Bible.
这个是其他的圣经的章节这样说的。
But on the other hand, Jesus didn't ignore this woman's sin.
但是耶稣也没有说你就没关系了。
He didn't just tell the woman, saying, oh, you are fine, you just live in peace.
他没有说你就平安地走吧。
Instead, he recognized that woman had sinned and told her sin no more.
他知道，他就说你，他就是已经说你是有罪的，但是你就不要再犯罪了。
So God never treats sin as not sin.
神也没有，从来没有说你犯了罪就不。就是完全你就没有犯罪，就没有当你是不犯罪。
And no condemnation is not equal to no sin.
就是没有责骂，没有责备，不代表说他不就是当你是没罪。
没有定罪 ，Yeah. No condemnation is not equal to no sin.
没有定罪。
No condemnation doesn't mean it's okay to sin.
没有定罪也不代表说你就可以接着犯罪。
So he just forgave us.
他只是原谅了我们。
And in John chapter 1, we all very familiar, it says, grace and truth are realized through Jesus Christ.
约翰福音一章十七节，律法本是借着摩西传的。
But grace and truth are realized through Jesus Christ.
恩典和真理都是耶稣基督来的。
Yeah, so Jesus is so perfectly balanced in grace and truth.
所以耶稣在这个真理和恩典上是这样的一个平衡完美。
Yeah, it says in the same chapter earlier, it says Jesus full of grace and truth.
他是有恩典有怜悯。
Yeah, 有恩典和真理。
啊，有真理，有恩典和真理。
Because that's who he is.
这个就是耶稣就是这样子。
And he knows us, so he did all this out of his love for us.
嗯，他在那里知道我们，所以他为我们做了这些。
So for us, we as a sinner receive grace. We are just like that woman.
所以对我们来说，就这个接受这些
蒙恩的罪人
呀，就像这个妇人一样。
So we should confess our sins before God to receive His forgiveness.
所以我们在神面前要承认我们的罪，然后是获得我们的赦免。
Also, we as the followers of Christ.We should learn from Jesus' example.
另外，我们是耶稣的门徒，我们要学耶稣的样式。
To learn how to deal with others' sins.
然后能够学会怎样处理对于别人犯罪是怎样办。
But oftentimes we lean towards the extremes. We are not balanced.
我们是常常是有走极端，也没有平衡。
So either we lean on the truth side, we focus on other people'swrongdoings.
或者我们就是说我们就是说真理就方面比较注重。
And then we will focus on people's wrongdoings, being critical and will judge others.
我们就是批评别人的错误，然后是就是判断别人，审判判
论断别人。Which I feel like I often do, and which is wrong.
我想我常常做的这个是错的。
Because first,I'm a sinner too. And secondly, the Bible says, we do not judge one another.
首先我自己就是个罪人，圣经说不要论断别人。
Or we will lean to the other side, that's the grace side.
或者我们都到另一面，就是说这个恩典的一面。
So we will find all kinds of excuse for each other's wrongdoing. And we will tolerate the sins.
我们常常找各样的借口就容忍别人的罪。
And dare not to point out the issues of others and even in the name of love.
在爱的这个名义下面，我们也就不再批评别人，不再看别人的错处。
Which is also wrong because the Bible says we should speak truth in love.
所以圣经说应该是爱心说诚实话。
So if we truly love him, we should tell him the truth so he can improve and he can realize that and get better.
所以真的是那人不好的话，我们就该把事实告诉他，然后能够相互的爱，有爱心告诉他。
That's how we treat our kids, right? So we should tell them they're wrong and then hope they can change.
我们也告诉我们的孩子他们哪点错了，然后让他们自己改。
And secondly, and we should tolerate people, but we shouldn't tolerate sins.
第二点就是我们能够宽容别人，但是我们不能宽容罪。
I think that's why often in the church we hear opposite voices.
我们在教会里常听到这样的声音。
Someone would say, "Oh, we are too strict. We are hurting people."
有人说我们太严格了，我们伤害了别人。
So we should have more grace to each other.
我们应该给别人更多的恩典。
And someone else would say, no, we are too loose. There are a lot of things we did wrong, but we didn't correct them.
我们太宽松了，我们做了错了很多事情，我们不应该这样的宽松。
So I hope with Jesus' example, we will have the balance, a more balanced practice.
所以看看这个耶稣的这个例子，我们就有更多的平衡。
Yeah, between grace and truth.
这个真理和恩典的话，我们有更多的平衡。
Yeah, so out of love, we can speak the truth to each other.
用爱心说诚实话，就是相互之间。
So it's not easy.
这个是很不容易的。
So in the beginning, we might feel uncomfortable when we speak truth to others.
刚开始如果是和别人说诚实话的话，我们就觉得不舒服。
Or maybe others speak truth to us.
或者别人对我们说诚实话的爱心说诚实话，我们也不舒服。
So here I have an example from Paul.
我们有个例子是保罗的例子。
So we all know, at that time, the church in Corinth had many issues.
我们知道哥林多教会有很多的问题。
And then Paul wrote a letter to them, to point the issues out.
保罗呢就给他们写了一封信，把这个问题指出来。
So that's the first Corinthians.
是哥林多前书是这样一封书信。
And later, Paul wrote another letter to them, that is the second Corinthians.
然后第二封信呢，保罗又写给他们哥林多后书。
And in chapter 7, let's read through them, verse 8 through 11.
八到十几，十一节。
Verse 8 says, "For though I cause you sorrow by my letter," so I think that's the, you know, the first letter, right?By my letter, I do not regret it, though I did regret it, for I see that that letter caused you sorrow, though only for the while.
好，我先前写信叫你们忧愁，我后来虽然懊悔，但如今却不懊悔，因为知道那信是叫你们忧愁，不过是暂时的。
Verse 9. I now rejoice not that you were made sorrowful, but that you were made sorrowful to the point of repentance.For you were made sorrowful according to the will of God, so that you might not suffer loss in anything through us.
如今我欢喜不是因为你们忧愁，是因为你们从忧愁中生出懊悔来。你们依着神的意思忧愁，凡事就不至于因我们受亏损了。
Okay, verse 10. For the sorrow that is according to the will of God produces a repentance without regret, leading to salvation.But the sorrow of the world produced death.
因为依着神的意思忧愁，就生出没有后悔的懊悔来，以致得救。但世俗的忧愁是叫人死。
11. For behold, what earnestness this very thing, this godly sorrow has produced in you. What vindication of yourselves, what indignation, what fear, what longing, what zeal, what avenging.Of wrong in everything you demonstrate yourself to be innocent in the matter.
你看，你们依着神的意思忧愁，从此就生出何等的殷勤、自诉、自恨、恐惧、想念、热心、责罚，在一切事上，这一切事上，你们都表明自己是洁净的。
So out of love, Paul wrote the first letter to Corinthians to speak the truth.
因为爱，保罗写了第一封信给哥林多教会的人，来说出这个真理和事实。
He loved them so much that he didn't care about how they would look at him and react to his letter.
他这样的爱他们，他也不在乎他们会怎样看他，有什么样的反应。
The form of his love was to point out their problems.
他的爱的形式呢，就是指出他们的问题。
His goal was not to please people, but to please God.
他的这个目的呢，不是为了取悦人，而是取悦神。
And in his second letter, as we just read, there's a word he mentioned. It's called a godly sorrow.
第二封信呢，有一个字呢，叫做就是属神的这个悲伤，神的悲伤 ，yes, 是神一样的悲伤。
It should says.This next verse, yes, it should be called, 照着神的意思忧愁。
神的意思忧愁。
Yeah, godly sorrow. So even the Christians feel sorrow when they receive Paul's letter, but that is good.
因为他们是基督徒，他们得到了收到了保罗的信之后，他们忧愁，这个是对的，这个是好事情。
Yeah, because it will produce many good things, like we can see in verse 11. So,
这样的,
so they will repent from what they are doing, and they will get better.
所以这样的话，这哥林多教会有这样忧愁的话，他们就能够产生很多好的很多好的这个品，这个刚才我们所读的这些几点，然后的话，这样的话使他们进步就变得更好。
I hope when we speak truth to others.We would have the same love and sacrifice as Paul did in 2 Corinthians.
我也是希望我们向别人说真话的话，也能像保罗一样有同样的方式。
not worry too much about what others might look at us.
不会担心别人怎样看待我们。
But when we hear others to speak truth to us, we would learn from the Corinthians with the same godly sorrow.
所以当别人向我们说真话的话，我们也能够得出这个神的就是神。
Will be just like the Corinthians.
神的亚神的意思的忧愁，就是刚才我们所读的。
Yeah, so we will regret and we'll repent and we will sin no more.
所以我们刚才所读的就是我们要后悔，然后我们就改正，我们就不再犯罪了。
So, brothers and sisters, we should be really careful of sins because it's a serious matter in God's eyes.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们真的是要谨防谨慎，我们不要犯罪。
Because it's a serious matter in God's eyes.
在神的眼光中，这是很重的一个事情。
So it should be a serious matter in our eyes too.
在我们的眼中，这也是一个很重的事情。
So it is true that the Holy Spirit will remind us and guard our heart.
是的，圣灵会在那里指引我们，能够保护我们。
But we should cooperate with the Holy Spirit. We should have a willing heart to live a holy life.
我们也要有一个愿意的心，遵循圣灵的带领，能够过一个圣洁的生活。
So there are a few points I want to share the last.
我们有几点我在最后跟大家分享一下。
So first is in James, Chapter 1:14-15.
是雅各书一章是四十五节。
So, before we read that, so we all know that Jesus told us that we should deny ourselves, carry our own cross to follow him.
我们在读这几点之前，我们知道耶稣告诉我们要我们要否决自己，我们要背起十字架跟随他。
So do not underestimate the damage of our old self.
不要低估我们自己老我对我们的这个伤害。
Like James 14:15, he says, "But each one is tempted when he is carried away and enticed by his own lust."
雅各说一章十四节，但个人被试探，乃是被自己的私欲牵引诱惑的。
When lust has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and when sin is accomplished, it brings forth death.
私欲既怀了胎，就生出罪来；罪既长成，就生出死来。
Yeah, I can see the lust from our old self will entice us, and then will lead to sin, and then further lead to death.
所以这些旧我，我们自己的老我，会有这个欲望来诱惑我们。
And lead to sin, and then lead to death.
然后的话呢，就犯罪了，然后就死，导致这个最后就死亡。
So in the beginning, it might be just, okay, care a little bit more of ourselves.
刚开始的时候，只是说啊，我会对自己好一点。
So everyone will understand that, you know, we can just, yeah, it's, you know, human. That's normal. It's okay.
每个人都明白，这个就是很一般的事情，没关系的。
But gradually, it will lead to bigger problems. So that's just a.
但是越来越久，越来越大，它会导致一个很大的问题。
Yeah. So don't underestimate the beginning. The you know when we care start caring ourselves.
不要，就是让这个自己就过关心自己多一点，就让它慢慢的更多一些，就是慢慢的会导致一些问题。
And second point is in Matthew chapter 24. Verse 12.
这个在马太福音二十章十二节。
It says, because lawlessness is increased, most people's love will grow cold.
因为不法的事增多，许多人的爱心才渐渐的冷淡了。
So when people start caring for themselves, the sinful things will increase.
大家都开始自己关心自己的话，就是罪恶的事情就增多。
So people's love will become cold.
所以他个人的就是人的爱就会冷淡。
And now the individual issues will expand to the group and to the church.
这个个人的问题就慢慢的扩展到这个集体，然后到了这个教会。
So the spiritual condition of the church will be a downward spiral.
所以这个教会的这个属灵的光景就是啊，就是像螺旋状式的下降。
Okay, and next point is, in Matthew chapter 16, we all know this story. I think Brother Peng told us many times.
是啊，马太福音十六章这个我们都知道这个故事，彭弟兄也讲了很多次了。
So when Peter heard Jesus was going to be killed on the cross, that's what he said.
啊，当彼得知道耶稣在十字架上要被杀的时候，他就这样说的。
Verse 22, Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, "God forbid it, Lord, this shall never happen to you."
啊，这个彼得就拉住他，劝他说：“主啊，万不可如此，只是必不临到你身上。”
But he turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me, for you are not setting your mind on God's interest, but man's."
耶稣转过头来对彼得说：“撒旦，退我后边去吧！你是绊我脚的，因为你不体贴神的意思，只体贴人的意思。”
So here Peter thought he's loving Jesus, and he didn't want this thing happen to Jesus.
这里彼得就是爱耶稣，他不想这事情在耶稣身上发生。
So there are times that we think we love others, so we just put concern of man's above the concern of God.
有时候我们因为爱别人的缘故，我们就把这个人的关心的人所担心的事情超过神所关心神担心的事情。
So actually, we are helping Satan. We are blocking God's work.
我们是帮助了撒旦，是阻挡了神的工作。
Yeah, just saw an example like if someone they want to say go abroad for preaching gospel.It was, oh, no, no, that's so terrible, so difficult, that's so dangerous. Kind of we care that person, right?
Yeah. 如果有人对你说他要出国去传讲神的福音，我们会说，哎呀，这个是太危险了，这个你就不要去了。其实这是更关心人的愿望，而不是关心神的心意。
Yeah, but if that person has a calling from God, then what we are doing actually is blocking God's work.
那个人受了神的呼召，如果我们这样做的话，就是阻挡了神的旨意。
Okay. I think the next point is, after we have saved for many years, our new life will grow.
好，我们得救几年以后，我们的生命就成长了。
And we will sin less and less, and that's good.
好，我们就犯罪就越来越少，这很好。
But that doesn't mean we don't sin anymore.
不是说我们就不再犯罪。
And Paul called himself the foremost sinner in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15.
在提摩太书前章一章十五节说，他自己是最大的罪人。
Yeah, so at that time, Paul already served the Lord for many years.
那个时候保罗已经服侍主很多年了。
Yeah, and actually, he's getting close to the end of his life.
已经快要，他已经生命快要到终结的时候。
Yeah, but Paul still realized, though he's a sinner, and he would sin.
但是保罗也是说，提摩太前书一章十五节说，在罪人中我是罪魁，啊，人就是这样说。
Yeah, once we start lose guard.We are in a slippery ground.
那如果我们失去这个警惕的话，我们就到了滑地啊，湿滑的这个境地。
Yeah, we need to stay alert, no matter how many years we have been saved.
我们真的是要警醒，不论你服侍了多少年，你是仍旧要警醒。
So the last point is, like now it's the beginning of the new year. The Deacon Board encouraging everybrother sisters to participate more in serving in the church. I think Brother Minxiong mentioned last time.
在新年开始的时候，我们这个执事会也鼓励弟兄姐妹能够更多的参与教会的服事。
While serving is good, but we have to be careful that we need to live a holy life before, so we can better serve God.
在教会服事是非常好的， 但是我们更需要的是一个圣洁的生活，然后能够啊更好的服侍神。
So if we often commit sins, our serving will be impacted.
我们如果常犯罪的话，我们的侍奉就会受影响。
God is looking at our heart, not just looking at our actions.
啊，我们这个我们的神是在寻求我们的心，啊，我们不是在寻求我们所做的事。
Yeah, if our heart is not right, our serving is not accepted by God.
如果我们的心不正的话，我们的服事也不受也不会被神所接受。
Yeah, it will be only superficial, just have the format, but do not have the spiritual reality.
就是我们只有表面的侍奉，但是我们在属灵的光景上没有成长。
Yeah, I think in the previous messages, like last December, Brother Peng and also Brother Dick Andrew also mentioned the same similar topic.
啊，所以去年彭弟兄和迪克安杰弟兄所讲的这个信息里面也有相类似的这个话题。
Yeah, he said we are not just check the checklist, like okay, we did all this, now we are good, we are serving.
是啊，我们不是说拿一个这个表来上面就勾几项，说我做了这些，但实际上你的心不在那儿。
Or like Brother Peng said, like yeah, if we you know chasing the demon, if we preach the gospel, butJesus said, "Oh, I don't know you." So actually, the sermon is not accepted.
就彭弟兄说的，我在那里赶鬼，我在那里医病，但是耶稣说我不认识你们，所以我们就是实际上没有，照神的心意做。
Yeah. So let's be a right person first, and then when we serve God, then God will please with our serving.
嗯，如果你的心正的话，你在那里服侍神，神就会喜悦你的服侍。
Yeah, that's I want to share today. So let's bow down for prayer.
啊，我们今天要分享的啊，我们现在低头祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for loving us so much.
我们亲爱的天父，谢谢你这样的爱我们。
You send your Son to the world to die for us.
你派你的儿子啊到地上来，耶稣到地上来，死在十字架上。
To set us free from sin and death.
让我们不再犯罪，让我们不再受死亡的捆锁。
Lord, we praise you. You are full of grace and truth.
主啊，我们这里感谢你，你是有充满了恩典和怜悯。
We pray we all love you.
我们真是在这里祷告，我们要这里爱你。
And because of love, we are willing to stay away from sins.
因为爱的缘故，我们就说我们不再犯罪。
And live a holy life.
我们在这里要得圣洁的生活。
To please you.
然后来讨你的喜悦。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.